As far as I'm concerned, America dodged a major bullet by getting Pamela, Ms. Harris, out of the White House and ending the reign of the Biden administration run by Mohammed Obama. The number of people who were totally unqualified that rose to positions and got billion-dollar contracts is astonishing. Most of them people of color, go figure. And the reality is that they lined their pockets. The graft, the theft, the fraud is out of control. The situation we face now with a totally unqualified Fed governor that absolutely is lying, cheating, stealing. Look, many people went to jail for mortgage fraud. The Gillespie, she basically filed 3 applications for mortgages and represented all of them that the house was her primary house. And let me explain why that's important. The status of the borrower and what they're using the property for is critical in assessing the risk. Then we learned that lesson in the real estate wipeout, if you recall, in 2006 and 2007. And that was because no one was minding the store. So this is a critical issue, but this goes to a dozen cases or more of Biden administration appointees, people of color, people of woke, that basically milked and gamed the system. Now, I have a lot of trouble with Trump. These reality TV show and you're fired and the way he approaches things is dangerous at best. But he's a far better choice than we ever had with Biden or with his hand-picked replacement, Ms. Harris. So Trump's doing a yeoman's job in rolling back the insanity from the Biden administration. And if it had gone on any further, there'd be no America. The tariffs are paying off. The Treasury being flooded with money. People are paying up. Look, I don't give a shit what bullshit they want to tell you. The world cannot survive with the largest, most lucrative consumer market, America. No, not Europe. Certainly not Africa. Not Asia. And the whole world prospers by selling to America. And reality is that you got no choice. You got nowhere else to go with your goods and services, and they're going to put up the tariffs, and the tariffs will work. Now, as far as Trump's style and his handling of Putin and the handling of the Arab terrorists, I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned about Iran. I'm very concerned about Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis. I'm very, very, very concerned about Syria and Lebanon. And Trump is basically falling down the job. But the coup de grace, the grande mistake of them all, is Putin and Russia. This is going to bring back nuclear war. This is going to bring back the Soviet Empire. This is going to bring back World War III. It's a very dangerous situation, and to say I'm concerned is an understatement. Putin doesn't want peace. He doesn't need peace. He's bombing the shit out of Ukraine. He's going to take Kyiv. He's not going to go home. He's not going to go home quietly. And reality is that Trump's fantasy of wanting to get that Nobel High Explosive Peace Prize is coloring his point of view. He's making a lot of mistakes. Again, I repeat, far better than what we had in Biden. He's doing a lot of good things. Getting rid of these immigrants that are here illegally and broke the law is a good thing. Weeding the black-run cities that allow black gangsters to basically run the streets has got to be stopped. Washington, D.C., Chicago, Detroit, it's a mess. If you got a black mayor, then you got soaring black crime, and mostly black crime on white. Look, whether you know it or not, Mohammed Obama has made it very clear he's hated white people. His wife, Michelle, let me tell you, Miss Black Panther herself. So we at least have erased that out of the situation. But I'm not going to blow blue sky up your ass. Things are bad. Of course, for a guy like me, that represents a phenomenal opportunity. Look, for example, Trump is lining his pockets with Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme. It's going to wipe out and cost the world a fortune. Oil? Oil's priced way too low and not pricing in the risks. Gold and silver? Bubble markets. Bubble galore. There's a fortune to be made in these things. Talk about a passive income. Look, let me say something to you. Do you really see you in your old age living on a 7% return on your savings? You need something better than that. That's for damn sure.